This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. May it be a zchus for the 6 million Kedoshim Hashem Yimkom Damam. Torah Shows tries to make learning fun again, so thank you for joining me on Maimon Elbaz. Today's Mishnah 669 is dedicated by Robert Wolf. It should be a zchus for his ganze mishpacha. Our goal is to try to teach Mishnayot, learning with cartoons and pictures, and at Torah Shows International. We are deeply grateful for all those who sponsor us and for Torah Anytime for hosting us. We're now at Baba Metzia, Parak Dalad, Mishnah Yudbeis, Laws Pertaining to Salesmen. Says the Mishnah, Hatagar, a merchant, like a wholesaler, notel michamesh giranov notel atoch megura echat. He's allowed to buy from 5 different granaries wheat and put it into one storage house and sell it. We said a regular retailer shouldn't do that because it might cheapen the quality. We know there are different qualities of grain. But since you're a wholesaler, people know that you get from many different suppliers, and therefore you would be allowed to mix the grains from different granaries to be sold to your customer. Says the Mishnah, Mechamesh kitot v'notein l'toch pitam echad. U'bavad shluyim etkaven la'arev. You're allowed to buy from 5 wine presses, from wine, different wine orchards, and you can put it into one container. Pitas echad means one jug. And the only thing is, you should make sure that you're not mixing inferior wine with good wine. Not the kavana, but if it's just 5 different barrels and you're mixing it into a bottle, that should be fine. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Lo yechale kachenvani kalayot ve'gozim latinokot. So we're learning now about salesmen selling wine and selling wheat. So now the Mishnah says a general rule about storekeepers. Don't give out parched grain or corn and nuts. That was the old-fashioned version of candy to children. Because when you give out these free snacks or ice cream or treats, you're going to cause the parents are going to have to schlep over there for their kids, and then they're going to give you business, and it's going to take away business from others. That's what Rabbi Huda held. But the rabbis say it's okay. Let everybody else also give out treats. Well, what's wrong with that? And you shouldn't lower the price with super sales. That's going to make everyone want to come into your store. It was going to cause them not to go to the other stores. But Chachamim says, Zachar L'Tov. No, no, it's good. It's good to lower the prices. Should be remembered for the good. I remember when I learned this Mishnah, I actually lowered the price on my Torah show. So, yes, Chazal says, Zachar L'Tov. That yes, it's good. Have bitachon in Hashem that even with your lower prices, He'll send you parnasa. Besides the fact that it's a good business trick, when you lower your prices, people will definitely buy more merchandise. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Lo yavor tagrisin divrei abashov chacham matirin. When they have beans, they like to crush them. So now they have to sift it. So the Abishol held, if you're going to sift it, people are going to say, oh, you're the best guy to go to. They're not going to go to the other places. So he says, don't do it. Excuse me. The Chacham say it's okay to sift it. He goes, let everybody sift it. Why is it your problem if they don't want to service the customers better? Umodim, but they all agree, Shalom Yavar Me'api Megura, She'enu Ela Kigon Evetayim. That don't be like somebody that, oh, the top ones, he makes sure it's all good. And he leaves the stuff on the bottom that it wasn't sifted. You know, he's just going to sift the top ones, not the bottom ones. That's not good, because then that's tricking the people. That's Genevistas. Okay, so here's a picture of somebody sifting beans. These, I think, are coffee beans. So it's okay to sift it. That's definitely preferable. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to say, Ein mefarkasin lo es adam v'lo es habehemah v'lo es hakelim. If you are selling a person as an Eved Kenani, don't try to beautify him with makeup or whatever to make him look younger and healthier and better. Same thing with the animal. Don't try to stuff it with certain foods that make it look fatter, like bran in the water when you're taking it to the market. And also, Kalim, don't start like you're doing a whole new face job, like painting the old car or the old house to make people think that it's newer. So here's a picture of an Eved Kenani, and you see that he has gray hair. So someone wants to paint it black to make him look younger and stronger. No, can't do that. Now, polishing silver is okay, that's normal. But let's say you have a house and you want to sell it. Don't say, okay, you know what? Let's put some plastic coating or some type of paint job to make it look new, when really it's not. It's old. Torah wants us to be Erlecha people, and may Hashem send bracha to everyone. So again, Torah Shows is very grateful for all our sponsors, our customers, our friends, and may our learning be a zchus for Klal Yisrael, especially the soldiers, especially the B'nai Torah. And we should hear Besuras Tovos, Yeshuas and Nechamas from everyone in Klal Yisrael.
Thank Hashem for inspiring me to do the Living Mishnah using cartoons and pictures to illustrate the Mishnayot. I hope my parents in Gan Eden are getting nachat. I thank my sponsors because they are the heroes of this educational project. Thank you for watching this program.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.